Daf Tesvav Omid Aleph. Ha'omid me'elav shlo hukva sham l'shem tikun mavo. It was not put up there in order to fix the mavo to allow it to be carried. Lo his minuhu l'kach, they did not designate it for that. Hechadil samchina le'me'es. Well, shahoyah sham lechi acher. There was another lechi there. V'nafo b'shabbos and fell down on Shabbos. L'shtemushe be'ilam v'yale. You're going to go off v'yidlosh v'yom tov and to cut off a branch or something on yom tov. Or leaf. We will teach this over in the second parak. They are reeds which are attached. They were planted. Chitzas means that they were planted like a row of a wall. The yum is befarsh parak sheni. I'll explain in the second parak. The yu omudim is an. The Yomonim is two poles. Is Amud Echod Nira Kishnaim. Is one pole looking like two. Shazu Kamaris, if you made it like a funnel. Venoita Echod Mechitzas of Ledurim Echod Lamar, if you can put one of the walls towards the south, the other one towards the west. The Chayov Adalad Diyum, the wing, you're doing four of these. The Dalad Tapel, so the four corners, Yesh Lokal Mechitzas Beis Amos. Each wall is going to have two Amos. Omid Amon Mikan, the Amon Mikan, it's going to have two Amos standing, one Amon on this side, one on the other side. The second parak. So if you look at the, there's a picture over there. The yumid hamesach noifel noitel samuch laaretz is his branches are hanging down towards the ground. Rosh noif pochos begimel akarka. The head, of the top of the end of the branch is within three tefachim to the ground. Ikro b'malkom shemuchubr leilon gavay asar. And the stem of the branch is where it is attached to the main part of the tree, 10 tefachim high. If the area surrounded is more than in Tusa, which is the size of the chatzar, the courtyard of the Mishkan in the desert. And this is the amount of basis saim Tusa that the Chum gave for anything which is surrounded, walled in, but it's not completely fixed up properly. For example, like a mechitzah which does not have both the vertical and horizontal beams, as we'll say later in this parak, l'hekav shalokav l'dira parak sheni, or something which was walled off but not for living purposes, as we'll see in the second parak, v'chanami, so too, iba oimid ve'elov, mukmosel shapir, and if you're talking about something which was standing on its own without being designated for the point of permitting you to carry in the alleyway, hov alav l'hochayavid, since it wasn't done for this purpose, yavi be rabban ha'ishir, the rabban are giving it this shear of beis asayim. Really, we're talking about Shinatu Metchila Lakach, was planted for this purpose. Vehekif Ladira,
who is considered surrounded by a wall for living purposes. Avol Dirazu, Enosu Yilatzarach Teichel. But this living area is not made for which is inside of it. Yilatzarach Aver Shechutzel, it's some for the air outside of it. Well, Dersham, to live there. In other words, Shemir Sadois. Those who are watching the fields, v'asu yilahatzel menochama, and it's there to protect you from the sun. V'imitalt medirazu, elevates the same. You can't carry in a move around things in this type of living place more than a tusah. Can the tiny parak sheni, as we can say in the second parak. Klalom Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said a rule, kol avish, the shmish ledira, any ear space which was meant for living purposes, can go in deer, v'sehar, or muksa, v'chatzer, which is a corral and a storage area, and the books is the backyard, which is long-term storage, and the chutz and the courtyard. But if you yud kurm, it's mutter. Even if it's going to be 10 cores worth, it is mutter, and any living place which its usage is for the ear, could go in borgen and shabbosadlis, this is the little huts for the watchmen in the fields, based the same, is mutter up until two saws mutter, yoyster may base the same more than two saws usser, it's going to be forbidden to carry there, the lav diru, it's not considered a diru, the al karchel, who darshim is just forced to live there, but doesn't really want it to be his house. Shabbos betel, kiddush lo hayom, it turned into Shabbos, v'kondushim shizasso, and he acquired his resting residence to be on that mound. Kavoya sir, there mean a good osik mechitzosov, kosovi voisov, ariu mukov, I'm going to say good osik mechitzosov, all the surrounding area of the tell, of the mound, the walls are going to be, look at the walls as if they shoot up, and he is indeed surrounded by a wall. Pechei neka echad min nekika v'slom, that's a little like cracks, fissures in the rocks, v'u medal amos habes sasayim, hol v'shavos be'adir mechitzosov. Since he rested, he acquired it within the walls of the, in the airspace of the walls, then Nasa's basis means to Zasu Kulukai for Amos of who, and everything is considered like his for Amos. Therefore, Mahalchus Kulik could walk the whole area, the Hutzel, even outside the area, Alpine Amos up until 2000 Amos. Avol, he have a famous base the same if that area that he was acquiring his residence, his resting, was more than Tusa, then A, Bechitzosa Moelusloi, then the walls are not going to help him. Shekhem Shein Osuladira, Eino Moel, Ela Besasim, because any enclosure, any walled enclosure, which is not meant for living purposes, only you're only allowed to carry up until Tusa. Lofi Nokam Abra Amos, Fa'elach, therefore we said until 2 Amos and more. Dim Hoya Pachos Medala, if it was Amos, it was less than 4 Amos. My Mahalach is Kulo Iko, what's this, walking all of it? Bechitzosa My Mahani, how do the walls help? Even without a wall where a person is, he gets 4 amos in each direction. We're going to see later in this Masechta. He left the border around without having harvested it. We're talking about where the stalks are more than 10 to them high. Tell the neck of my Kilomer, Miyamois Olam, they're from the creation of the world. Hayoit says, Meneged, Zulam, Mailam, Izu, one higher than the other. Lemesa, Binyanashim, Yirtz, Alasas, Machitza, because if you want to make a wall from this, or an extension of this wall, then, Lukasa Shkenegla to the wall opposite it, Yiskasha, Bavanim, Halolu, you're going to tie it together, attach it with these stones. Shkenderecha, Benoim, this is the normal way of builders, Lasas, to do, that's what they do. Binyan Acher, Inu Yachol, Ladavik, Being Chadash with Bin Yashan, there's no other way to attach a new building to an old building. There was a palm tree standing next to the entrance to the alleyway. Therefore, you see the halacha is like a bayit. But bayit the shari and the bayit who says it's permitted, kashalei hay of the rav. He had the question from that mice that happened with Rav. Lo samach hadikol that he didn't want to rely on the palm tree. But nan kimon halachasuk bayit. We have a psak, established psak that the halacha is like a baye with regard to this halacha of a lechi which was there, but not there for the purposes of permitting the carrying in the alleyway. It's also correct. The vitamin is a mechina lovely. It's for certain that they're arguing on when you were relying on it in the first place. I will also mechina, but if you weren't relying on it, you're called in the lechi. Everyone knows it's not lechi. Kahu uvdo to dikla the rab, like the case of the palm tree by Rav. Barkas, the Yitzhiya is like this type of seat that you can, stone that you can, square stone that you can use as a seat even. To have a bay bar choyva, v'hoya omud hasomachas, the Yitzhiya, the pillar that was supporting the Yitzhiya, omud b'roshma, v'achim was standing in the, by the head entrance to another alleyway. If look at bay kuli shenayu, bay sharu l'mismachalei, bay said you are allowed to rely on this, but rova osam, rova said you're not. Alma mizabchina lei, since they were relying on the plea, that when you were relying on it before Shabbos ready, was when they had the machlekes. V'hilchas l'kabayin, l'hilchas l'kabayin, b'ho, and the sing, why does zuhi achas miyal kagam, shal chabayin, this is one of the six places where bay and rova argue, and we pass in like abay, and the Rosh Hashanah for that, and them is yal kagam. Masis in the Mishnah. Umetama Mishum Goylo im Asu Goylo Lekever. If you make it a Goylo for a grave, Metama Li Oilum Bo Oil Kemes. Atzma is going to always give out of Tumas Oil like the actual mace. I feel Nitu Mashim was taken from there. The Tanya Perka Behem Maksha, Kolisha Yiga Alpanea Sada, anything to touch on the face of the field. That's the Rabbos Goylo Bedoifik, which includes the Goylo and the Doifik. Daf Tesvav Omid Beis. Rabbi Meir Mitar, the time of Rabbi Meir, the reason Rabbi Meir is Mefarsh B'Sech HaSukkah, explaining B'Sech HaSukkah, V'Kulo Mishum D'Kosover Kol Mechitza Medes V'Ruach Chaim Ein Mechitza, that he holds that any wall which is being held together by the ear is not considered a wall or a Mechitza. Gemara. V'Lo Goylo L'Kever. Claiming this means to say, in Maso Goylo, if he made it a Goylo, Ein Shem Goylo Chol Olov L'Tameh, then it's not called a Goylo in order to give it Tumma. Why is a Goylo? Goylo is Hukisu Shinoisin al Daf al Hames. Goylo is the cover for a coffin. Sefer, because of a Sefer Krisis, that's what the Pasuk says. Then you try for a Sefer of Krisis. Sefer is Mashba Klaf, that implies that something is being used with the Klaf, parchment. Kedef Sev, as is written by Nikosiv al Sefer Bidjoy, I'm going to write on the Sefer in ink. But the Karle Megillah is called the Megillah, from the Chsiv Achari Seraf Hamelach Es HaMegillah, that after the king burned. The Megillah is when Yoyakov was burning Echo. Minayin Larabos called over Shiyichtov Haget, a law that you would write together on it. Ihaviksev, because of all Krisis, Besefer, had the language supposed to be that you write Krisis in the Sefer, and having Mashav Megillah implied we're dealing with a Megillah. Aval hashto. But now the ksiv sefer says sefer. High sefer is fierce as varmu. Is saying over the words. V'hachem hashma. And this is implied. Because of all different creases, you write for her words which will break their relationship. Aval lo kovel lo mokum. Lo kaisu. We didn't establish where you're supposed to write it. Umemela. And he comes up there. And mashma. That become mokum shir. So you can write wherever you want. Because of my dar should be. The came in the sefer love cloth mashma, and sefer does not mean to them parchment. And halo kovel like cloth, and it wasn't established that you have to use the parchment. Called over mashma, you can use anything. But lomalei lemechtav v'kasav, you have to write and write. The rabbis called over to include everything. Lichtoiv v'nasal sefer krisus, just write. You should give her a sefer of krisus. Paying was kareshes v'kesef v'nasal kesef. If you give her money, v'amar skarshi boy, you should become divorced with this. But you sell the ish acher haino kedushin, that is kedushin. Mahabaya v'kesef the garminim m'seches. Kedushin, we learn in Mesechus Kedushin, Kicha Kicha Mesteferel, we learn out that it works, that Kedushin works with money from the purchase that Avram did of Maris and Machpelah from Ephraim. Mesefer Krisis, Medechsev, it says Krisis, Samach Lesefer, it says the word Krisis next to the word Sefer. Ludovar Kuris, Lubeina, Shalo Yatel Tanai, Beget, you shouldn't make a condition in the Get, Shikashim Yachad, it should attach them together to each other, Elodivre Havdola Yehu, it should be something which is separating between them. Leolam ain't that creases the hall call you mecha kshura boy because she's always attached to him. Shemach muscle he in the malicious yain because of him, because of her former husband, she is not allowed to drink wine. It's nice that tali v'hoylich leolam. And this condition is around always forever. Bein zeh havdala, it's not called separating them. Abul mekan va'ad shloshim yom, but from now until 30 days, how is that creases miyat? That is an immediate separation. Then shari divrei havdala hein lipsoiv shlofim, because there's going to be something separating them at the end of 30 days. Shloshim yom, the end of 30 days. Muteres miyad ishachar, she can get remarried immediately. Which in itself is somewhat interesting, because really she has to wait 3 months anyways to see if she's pregnant, and he gave a case of 30 days. Masis in the mishnah lo yu pirtzos yiseros al habinyim v'afilu hein pirtzos katanos. There's small breaks psuchos ma'eser less than 10 ambles. Kol pirtzos shehi ka'eser is muteres and they shehi. Kepesach v'shehe ba'oimed rav aleim, and you're going to have more standing than ear space. Yes, and Mekana Zazura Pirsa Achas Aseris, kol heck of one break in the wall is going to, this large size is going to forbid you to use any part of the walling in. Afilu kulu oimed, even all the rest of it is wall. Can the Mefarish b'braisa, the Kama is going to explain the braisa later on. Gemar, paritzko oimed, kol heck of kulu osakein, all of the surrounding wall, or means something used as a wall, is called that. Kulu osakein is made that way. Agmarei Rachmana Lamoshe Kedah Amar Bereisha Pirkan, as we said in the beginning of the Pirkan, Mechitzas Hilchosehin Halacha Lamoshe Mesehin, and Mechitzas and the Halachas dealing with them are Halacha Lamoshe Mesehin Shpudim Veruchas Amitar Psulim L'Schach Behem. You can't use them as Schach and Yisukal if you should kelim him, because they are kelim Mekabel Tumah, and they get Tumah. But it's not called Dover Mekabel Tumah, anything which become Tumah in Schach, but you can't use it as Schach. Aruchas is the Ashpundash, which is the holes that you're using the feet, the legs being used for the bed. Im yesh revich b'neim k'moysen l'sachach shom b'schach kosher, so you put down kosher sach over there. Amol, therefore we see from this the parts go, I mean, this mutter, if there is 50-50 split of airspace and walls, it is mutter. The ha 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 pasul k'kosher, because over here the pasul schach and the kosher schach is equal kosher. The sharin is permitted. The kashin amil ha l'ravuna, this is kashin ravuna. That the pole can come in and out with ease, with the space that's shemitaimi between them. Therefore, you see there's a lot of space, mishir shavud, from the amount of the size of the shavud, the literally it's a spit, but it's a metal pole. Veinam mitzusim is not exact. So think at this point now, which it said that it's going in, that it's able to go in and out easily. This is how you're answering it. The call k'moysen b'nichnas v'yoytzehu. The anything that's likely has to be something which you can easily go in and out. The ain derech l'samson. It's not normal and common to make it exact. L'kach pirsh parach. Therefore, it asks for ha'efshal l'samson, but you could get it exact. L'chevan shelo yehei lo revach. L'chavin shelo yehei lo revach yoytzeh. And to make sure that you don't have any extra space. But non k'moysen t'nan. We are saying it has to be exact. Omer Rabbi Ami Masisim below Tzimtzum. Our mission is talking about that where you got it exact a little bit madif. Then you have an extra that's merevach yoiser mashir shpudin. You have a little extra space of more than the size of the poles of kumaisan the katani, which is like that which it says has to be like them is kashir shpudim, and like the size of the amount, the amount of metal poles you have there is mnichas yoiser. It means that there's a little bit extra space that's easily removed. Im hayu shpudim the sunas shasi naisan schach kasher arif. If you have it, if you have these metal poles going in the north, for example, the north way, north south direction, then you're going to put the schach, the kosher schach, in a east west. And even if you don't have extra amount of kosher schach, head of hererach, you'll make the extra space to have kosher schach there. Ikaschach kosher tfei, you're going to have a kosher amount of schach. They came to nusel oriv, since you put it in the opposite direction, then yesh lamoid is not going to stand. Elim kain roisha echem munach al shvud mikan roisha echem munach al shvud mikan. Unless you can have the end of it resting on one metal beam on one side and the other end resting on another beam on the other side.